me ask you this question. How much of your personal life, your business, and perhaps even your church or ministry tied to the tech tyrants of Google and Facebook and YouTube? If so, prepare to be deplatformed.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
If you are not familiar with the term deplatformed, well, get used to it. It's a term that you're going to hear a lot more in the days and the weeks and the months ahead. It doesn't matter what happens between now and January the 20th. It doesn't matter what happens even after January 20th, regardless of the outcome. We're coming into a time. We are coming into a time where what you think is going to eventually become a crime. Let me say that again. And people warned about this, you know, 5, 10, 20 years ago. And people said, you're crazy. That's not what they mean. Things like hate speech. You know, you have to have a special, you know, if it's a hate crime. We started getting into the slippery slope of hate crimes. And I'm going to address that right now, right up front. What you think, even if I find what you think despicable, should not in and of itself be a crime. What you do, your actions, are what you're held accountable for. We have tried to make thought criminal, what you think or what you believe. And it's a slippery slope. Who gets to decide what is good speech, what is good thinking or bad thinking? It's dangerous. This is the kind of Orwellian nonsense that dictators worry about. They worry about what people think. So they are very draconian to put you in fear so you don't think. You just react. And you react like Pavlov's dog with when they ring the bell, you know it's time to get some food. We never realized it 30 years ago. We never could have believed it 30 years ago that companies would rise up with this newfound thing for the general public called the internet. Prior to that, it had been used by major corporations in the military and government. And now we have the World Wide Web. What a way to have commerce and connect globally. Who would have believed in 1991, 92, 95, you know, remember Windows 95, Windows 98, and the early days of the internet. Little billboard kind of places you can hang out and chat with your dial-up internet. Who would have believed that in just a decade you'd have companies that were huge, like Facebook, like Google, and now, for what it's worth, Twitter. And these people would become the people that are the gatekeepers of what you're allowed to think and believe and say. I've used a term since I began your weekend show 5-6 years ago, called the electronic ghetto. The electronic ghetto. And I want you to think about that for a moment. When Hitler's troops came into Poland and they took over Warsaw, those that they considered undesirable to them, the Jewish people, were rounded up and put into a part of the city, not a great part. It was a ghetto. And they were restricted to be in their ghetto. They were not to be seen or deal with any other people any longer. They were to keep to themselves in their ghetto. What the tech tyrants are going to do in time, there's no doubt in my mind about this, what they're going to do in time, they're going to take conservatives and essentially put us in, and Christians, in an electronic ghetto where we only talk among ourselves. Others will even be more blatant. WordPress.com, different than WordPress.org, just so you know the difference, okay? There is a difference. WordPress.com web hosting. Do you have a website for your church, your ministry, your business that is not, I'm not talking about WordPress, the software. Let me just kind of be clear because it's easy to get confused. There is a WordPress.com and a WordPress.org, O-R-G. They're different. WordPress.com is a private company in essence. And what they do and what they have done for years is they sell you hosting for your WordPress site. Matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a lot more with WordPress as an open source way to get things done. But I'm very careful now where any of the websites that I'll be involved with are going to live. Now, why am I saying that? WordPress.com has now joined that deplatforming craze. That's a term you're going to hear more of. There's a website I've looked at over the years called the Conservative Treehouse. You know, it is just conservative stuff. There's no hate speech. There's no anger. There's no meanness. There's no call to looting, rioting, or burning, or any of that stuff. Just people that happen to share a point of view that has been part of the mainstream of our nation for 250 years. They were told, they were given 3 weeks' notice back in November. They had to move their site because they're going to terminate it. You got to take everything down. You got to move it away from here. You cannot be hosted here, even though you're paying for it. You're paying money for this service. We don't want you. And what they said was it's an incompatibility between your site's content and our site's terms. Now, I've tried to read as much as I possibly can about what possibly could be on that site that would violate their terms. You know, after 10 years of just honest discussion and opinion from the Conservative Treehouse, being told they're being deplatformed, and they ask, well, where, how do we violate the terms of service? They never tell them. Because honestly, they really haven't. This is like Facebook and their arbitrary, we make it up as we go along rules. I don't like what you said, so it violates community standards. Well, where's the standard? We're not telling you. I've seen that one happen over and over again. Where websites or postings or whatever just magically disappear because somebody decided they didn't like it. The woke and leftist generation that is coming down the pike today will march over you and stomp you into the ground if they disagree with what you have to say, and especially if what you have to say happens to be true. Look at all the fact checkers that are now, the third party fact checkers. These are the most lying piles of garbage I've ever seen in my life. They will take an issue, politicize it, and tell you that it's fake news, or it's wrong, or it's been debunked. And then you find out it really hasn't. But see, they have set themselves up to be the judge, jury, and executioner of truth. And that's what every fascist and every dictator's ever done in the history of the world. Control the flow of information. One of the things that I worry about with this program, Truth to Ponder, how long before this program runs afoul of some unknown community standard, term of service, or whatever, and the podcast is no longer welcome on one of the podcast sites because of something I said. Right now, the podcast industry is growing, and they're happy to get whatever they can to get more people away from Well, people, a lot of people are going to podcasts because it's convenient. And all these competing platforms are trying to grow and get their share. One of the things that does disturb me, and I'll tell you that, I'm going to just take a little side trip here. Right now, I've been hosting my program, including the weekend one, we go back a number of years, with a couple of different providers. One of those providers is Spreaker, that's spelled S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R, like speaker, but add another E in there, Spreaker.com. And also at Anchor, which gets me involved with a few other locations like Spotify to hear the podcast. And on paper, it all sounds wonderful and good and great. And this is going to be one. Hey, we get to distribute it. I get to get some, you know, stats on where people are listening and how they're listening. And that's good news to have. That's good information to have. And I, by the way, just so you know, I have to pay a monthly fee and have for all these years to host my show there. I pay for that. It's not free. I pay for that. But there are a couple of things that are becoming increasingly disturbing about being at those sites. I'll deal with Spreaker right now. Before the program plays, they insert a commercial. I have no control of the content of that commercial. They do it. And they've been wanting me to have a break, which is fine. I need to do that for some of the facilities that will be carrying the program. I need to have a break. But I have no control over what announcements may be in that break. It may be very incompatible with the program. Even though I pay a monthly fee. So I'm looking at what my options are. It seems kind of strange that I should have a program that may be saying one thing where there's the potential for commercial advertising to say the opposite. So it's time that I really rethink what I'm doing. It's not so bad at the moment with Anchor, which distributes to several sites. All they've been asking is for a spot for people to start their own podcast, which I have no particular problem with. If you listen that way, you'll hear that commercial about the halfway point about starting your own podcast. And once again, all that is well and good. My fear is when I say something that goes against the preferred and established narrative, and somebody complains. Right now, Truth to Ponder is a radio program and a podcast. There are a lot of podcasts out there. There are far bigger names than Bob Bierman out there doing a podcast. And they, for the moment, are getting, well, they're getting the attention, so to speak. They're in the crosshairs. They're in the spotlight. When I first read several weeks ago about the problem with the conservative treehouse and what they were facing, being kicked off the WordPress.com hosting because the content of their research and discussion didn't align with the ideology of those who define now what is acceptable. I mean, this is what you'd expect in Nazi Germany. You must think this way. Your thoughts are evil if they don't support the right cause. I mean, one of the problems with conservative treehouse and where they came from. And once again, WordPress company, WordPress.com, is not explaining why they deplatformed them and gave them 3 weeks to move thousands of articles and millions of comments and research. They had to move it in a hurry, and it's not an easy thing to do. I'm trying to help two nonprofits over the next week move very simple websites. It's going to be a one-man job. It's going to take me a day and a half to get it done. Can you imagine a site that had like 500,000 to 1 million unique readers every day 250,000 subscribers. Wow. That's why if they say something like, you know, this election may be fraudulent. No, it may have been stolen. There may be some, oh, no, you can't say that. We don't believe that. You're not allowed, you know, truth. Truth really doesn't have an agenda, but apparently big tech does. That's why I look at what this radio show that I'm trying to do, my little voice out here. That's all I am. I'm just one small voice, and I thank each and every one of you for taking the time to spend part of it with me. You'll never even begin to know how much that means to me. But I recognize the day is coming when they'll finally get to my little voice and other small voices of people that I know. See, I'm not a big name celebrity. I don't have millions of dollars to pay for attorneys either. But in time, these tech tyrants will totally take over. And they will essentially win when it comes to their platform. When you think about it, when you look at what Conservative Treehouse did, they're just a news site. There's no hate speech. There's no foul language, which you find on Twitter. Nothing abusive, nothing graphic, pornographic, or violent. The content of what they were doing is the same kind of discussion that happens in a lot of people's kitchen tables and back porches. It's not what the United States or Canada or the United Kingdom or Australia were meant to be. Consider this very carefully. Somebody will decide content and what is approved and unapproved. They do that now in China. They did that in the Soviet Union. They do it in North Korea. They did it in Nazi Germany. They controlled the discussion. And you had to speak only the truth as they told you. You say something about COVID-19 that goes against the grain on some of these tech places, they shut you down. Call it fake news, remove the post. Or tell you must remove the post, or you're not allowed on our platform. Even the prestigious Johns Hopkins University, my sister works there, has for decades. And overall, over the decades, I've had a great respect for a lot of what they've done. But once again, political correctness, like a cancer, comes in and ruins it. Political correctness is a cancer, and it will kill truth. It will kill free speech. Political correctness is a cancer. Get that through your head. Somebody looks at the numbers with the coronavirus when it comes to how many people are dying. We hear all these numbers on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC all the time. 270,000, 300,000, whatever the number is going to be, people have died from corona. I know a dear, sweet lady. I feel sorry for her. I really do. She goes, President Trump brought this virus to America and killed our people. Her husband has very serious health issues. And probably won't live much longer. But it wasn't the coronavirus that got him there, even though he technically tested positive months ago. When you're in your 80s and you've had strokes and you have other diseases, such as advanced Parkinson's, don't blame President Trump and claim that he brought COVID-19 to your neighborhood. China did that. But we can't say that anymore because the alleged incoming administration, if they make it in, going to cozy up to China. You know that, and I know that, but that's another story for another day. I'm talking today about how we communicate, how we speak to other people, how we continue in the work that we're doing. I've been working on this, and I need your help. Maybe you know people. We need to start building some platforms that the tech tyrants don't have total control. We need to have our, shall we say, our little piece of the internet that people can come and go freely without a gatekeeper, where programs like mine and many others, and I'm going to tell you something. I've been talking to people. I've just felt very strongly there are a lot of people out there. You'll hear some as a guest in the near future that should be doing their own podcast, maybe even their own, you know, little short video, but they don't know where to start. They don't, and if they get something produced, where do they put it? How do they do it? I'm not the total expert, but I've learned a lot over my lifetime in broadcast engineering, and I've been playing with the internet since it first came out, way back in the 90s. I go back a while with these boxes. We as Christians have got to separate ourselves from the things of this world. It's one thing to be in the marketplace of ideas to express, but don't be dependent upon those that hate what you stand for to get your word out. You'll never get a fair shake. I have said things on my weekend show that ended up being, you know, some quote. And you get people like Facebook demanding it come down, even if it's truth. There is a narrative you're never allowed to go against. Christians are basically, unless you're in a woke Christian kind of church, which is the what I call the all dogs go to heaven religion, because we're heading toward a one world religion. There's more than one way to happiness and enlightenment. Jesus may be one of the ways, and so-and-so is another way. Sin is celebrated. Live a good life, and you go to a happier place when you die. And hospice will speed up the process. Am I getting through to you? I know I'm rambling just a little bit, and I promise in the second half when it comes up, I will not ramble. I'm going to go straight into things that I see in some wonderful opportunity. There are times I wonder, is there still a future with shortwave? And there's a part of me that keeps saying it does. And I will keep digging in a little bit longer. I'll talk about a shortwave opportunity or two coming up in the next segment in about 10 minutes from now. You want it? Maybe you'll skip ahead if you're listening as a podcast, but you need to hear about it. I know some people that I truly love and respect. And during the time of the pandemic and their churches were shut down and we're all in that, you know, in the early phase, none of us knew what was really going on. And so, you know, this temporary, notice the emphasis on the word temporary, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now we're in day, what, 254 of 14 days to flatten, or 15 days to flatten the curve. And I guess it's still not flat or flat enough. Yeah, I was telling my wife before I came down to the studio to do this little broadcast. I can remember doing my emergency management work. We didn't know much. We only knew a few things back in February coming into this. And in the first days of March, when we're all beginning to coordinate nationwide, before you even knew the idea of the 15 days. It was all based on these predictions of millions of people dying by, you know, April, May. And we could maybe reduce that. We were scared that we would overwhelm the emergency rooms, overrun the ICUs, and even the funeral homes couldn't keep up. That was the fear. And everywhere across the United States, we prepared for this 15 days to flatten the curve in this effort to slow the spread. Now, one thing they never bother to tell you is the number of people that will get sick or die under the curve will be the same whether it's stretched out over months or weeks. It's just the way it is. That's just part of life. But when those numbers that we were waiting for, I can remember coming to the emergency operations center, and we'd be getting the report from the hospital systems in this large county. And we're waiting to find out that they had 30 people show up last night on death's door. And we'd ask, how many? None. Well, how many people are out sick today with it? Maybe one. And on this went, and we're looking at each other. Now, wait a minute. We have refrigerated trucks hidden all over the county as temporary morgues. They're not being used. We're running generators to keep them ready to go. And after about a month, we're looking at each other going, we have just spent millions of dollars to set up additional hospital space, emergency rooms. None of it's being used. Yet, knowing that, we still keep doing the same things based upon millions of people dying in a short amount of time. We've talked about this COVID-19. The article that got everybody bent out of shape at Johns Hopkins came from a researcher. We're not talking some fly-by-night conservative, just an honest-to-goodness researcher who decided that, wait a minute, how many people are actually dying of this? And how did magically the number of heart disease deaths dropped? Kidney disease, cancer. They went down a whole list of the normal things that catch up to many people over time. And all these deaths we see every year, they are all down. But they're down identically to the amount that COVID-19 came up. Let's just give you a fake number. We're going to call it, we're going to say that in the course of a week, you know, let's just say 500 people die of disease X. That happens on average, you know, the same every year based against population. It'd be a little less last year, the year before when you have lower population. I hope you're following. So we anticipate, based on prior years, to expect 500 people to die of a specific disease. But all of a sudden, that disease, instead of being 500, is 400. But now there's 100 COVID deaths, where that same disease was right along with COVID. We're not having an increased number of people dying. We have an increased number of people that have been infected with a virus from China and people dying of everything we've been dying of since the beginning of man after leaving the garden. We act like if the coronavirus chases your car down, it can stop it, bust the window open, and kill you. We have children running around in fear over a virus. And you try to talk the truth on a Facebook or a Google-controlled platform, like, you know, YouTube, they'll cut it down and cut it off like they did to others. Yeah, in the case of the conservative treehouse, they're big. In the case of Truth to Ponder, we're still small. Just a small little operation. They haven't discovered it yet. And that's why I want to talk about the opportunities that we have and we need to take advantage of. Because the day is approaching really fast, regardless of who stands and puts their hand on a Bible on January 20th. We are rapidly descending into a time, the likes of which this world has never seen before. And if we don't prepare ourselves on how to communicate now, if we don't do it now, we may not have the time when all the plugs are pulled. We will be right back.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to part two of your Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. So glad that you... I'm impressed at how many of you listen as a podcast in its current location, in spite of, as I mentioned in the first half of the program, I'm stuck with some commercials right now. We're going to deal with that. I'm really working toward that. If you have any suggestions, hey, send me an email. Let me know. You can reach me at bob@truth2ponder.com. That is Bob. That is my first name, Bob, @truth2ponder.com. I would love to hear from you with your thoughts. We're talking about the tech tyrants. We're talking about being deplatformed on today's program. And also, what are the options we have going forward? By the way, tomorrow, I should have a very special guest on the program. Looking forward to it. And I don't want to mention it just yet. You'll have to wait till tomorrow to hear who it is. Well known. And I've been looking forward to this interview for about two and a half months. And it's exciting for me to have this particular guest. And man, we have some things to talk about in the direction that this world is going. And what made the Bible have to say about it? How about some of these crazy preachers out there that have some predictions that are not coming true? And also, replacement theology. We'll get into all those things tomorrow in the weekend. So be here for that. But getting back to our options going forward. Right now, back 5-6 years ago, when I first started Your Weekend Show, many of you remember that program. I use Spreaker. That's one of those platforms you may be listening to on right now, or Anchor, which brings it to a few others. I have a number of different places. It gets uploaded to two sites, and then you probably get it from one or the other. And I'm trying to remember which one is being used by smart speakers. You can actually, many people have said, they can hear this program on a smart speaker, but because words like two, T-O, or the number don't work with some of the smart speakers, you have to use a different expression, like Alexa, please play Truth Unashamed. And that's what we have the name. We've tried it. Some people say it works, Truth Unashamed. That's Truth Unashamed. And I've got people listening that way. And we'll use all the technology that's out there for as long as God lets us use it. For as long as the world is not, you know, shutting it down, I'm going to use it. But I'm also preparing for the day you can't. And that's what I wanted to talk about in this segment. What do we do in the future? Some of you have expressed to me over the past couple of months that I need to keep this program on shortwave. And I agree with you. As long as we can afford to do it, we'll keep doing it. I know that we've had issues with the frequency currently being used, not being heard well at night right now. Sometimes the winter, and it's doing it now, the frequency, the upper band frequencies we're using are not as good. And so we're working on changing that. God willing, on Monday, this program may be heard, most likely, on the frequency of 5950 at 10 p.m. And it may also be the 4 p.m. broadcast. Not 100% sure yet. We're trying to get it all ironed out. And I think that will work vastly better. Let me know if you listen by shortwave. Also looking at another opportunity in shortwave that will bring the signal from another direction, from another location. But once again, that time is not free either. So I'm trying to pray about it. My wife and I are going to have to dig into our personal finances to do it for a while, I'm sure. But it could be an opportunity to increase the reach of this program from another direction on shortwave. People say, Bob, what do you need shortwave for? Do we have the internet? Yeah, and look at how companies get deplatformed. They have to start over. Many a ministry has said the wrong thing, and all of a sudden, you know, their 400 videos on YouTube are gone for good. Say the wrong thing, and Jack Dorsey will kick you off Twitter. And it's only going to get worse. If you think it's going to get better, you think that something's going to change. Look at the Georgia election and all the nonsense we talked about yesterday. You can't even get the governor or the secretary of state to look at what appears to be wrongdoing. They refuse to look at it. They refuse to even double check to see if the ballots were legitimately signed. So, you know, if you can't trust those you think in leadership or have honesty and integrity, I'm not saying anything was wrong, but would you at least look at it? Don't keep shutting us down and saying, oh, it's not what you think. Well, explain why it isn't. You don't seem to want to do that. And the Bible teaches something that needs to be learned. Abstain from the appearance of evil. And when you have legitimate sounding things to look into, especially on something like a presidential election, and you're just clamping down and refusing, that has the appearance of evil. And Governor Kemp in Georgia, don't be surprised if there's a recall effort to get you tossed out of office. And don't be surprised if you have a primary opponent come out of the woodwork real soon. My sources in Georgia tell me that is most likely going to happen very soon. And Secretary of State, you can be recalled just as easy. It doesn't take that many signatures. At least go through the motions and be transparent. And if everything is right, then fine. It'll be just fine. But the refusal is what is going to do you in. The governor's called for a verification of signatures. The Secretary of State refusing to do that tells me he's in on the fix or he's a complete buffoon. One of the two. He's either as crooked as those that may be stealing the election or he's just a buffoon. Go double check. If they all add up, then great. You are right. But refusing to investigate credible accusations shows you're not worthy of the job you have, and the voters were duped into supporting you. Sorry, that's the only way to put it. In Georgia, the formerly beautiful peach state of Georgia is becoming the banana republic of Georgia if they don't do something now. Getting back to tech platforms, I didn't expect to jump off on that. I've been talking to a lot of people about a lot of things. The Lord has just been working on my heart. I know pastors, I know people with something really important to say, but they don't know where to start or how to produce their program. I want to work with them. I keep encouraging them. I'll work with you. I know people that have been in media. I need to get back on radio. I know others that should be doing video, even if they're short form videos. They may not live for long on YouTube. Maybe they'll have to go to Rumble, or you'll have to host elsewhere. I'm working on that, too. I've got a good friend. Got many good friends out there. This guy is the pastor of a small little mission church. I think it's up in Michigan, not mistaken. When the pandemic first came down the pike, well, we're able to get together using Facebook Live. And like many a church, they got a little telephone on a little tripod thing. And this way, during the early days of the pandemic, they were able to, you know, keep something going for the few members they had in their little mission. Another friend actually started a special church just for those that were essentially had no place to go. But too many people, and I talked to a few not that many weeks ago, saying, yeah, we need to keep up our Facebook ministry. And my question to you is, when Facebook pulls the plug, where are you going to go? And you get this deer in the headlight look, they don't know. That's why I'm trying to work as best as I can on looking for alternative places to host our videos, to host our podcast, to run online streaming radio stations. I have this vision for more than, look, I've got one little online station. It's got a nice little number of listeners around the world. It is called Ancient Word Radio. I've been running it for about 4 years, 3 years. It'll be 4 years. It is predominantly nothing more than classic sacred music of the church of the last 500 years, maybe even longer. And it's something that just, there was a vacuum for it, and I thought I'd try it. But I've been praying deeply about another channel or two. One would be, how do I put it? I'm thinking maybe of having one that has what I call the Christ-centered newer music, especially for those that are seeking more about the faith. And I just don't want songs that are all about me and my and how I feel, me and my this, or, you know, I want to see you, know you. I mean, you know, some of the, what I call the very lame contemporary music that have just horrible lyrics. Maybe one day I'll share with you the soundtrack of a little video which pretty well sums up my feelings about some of the contemporary stuff that's out there that is not Christ-centered. It's all me and my feelings-centered. Worship is not about me. It's not about you. It's about Him who redeemed you. We'll talk about that probably one day next week. But I thought about launching a channel of music that is inspirational and has some short feature programs just to kind of help you through the day. Another one I'm looking at is maybe a teaching and preaching channel and a talk channel. Maybe a talk channel that'll host a program like this one and others like it, and even some encouraging messages and teaching. They're not that hard to do, but I can't do it all by myself. Pray about that. You don't have to be a monster-sized ministry with a mega church to pull this off. And what I've been trying to, what I've been praying about for so long, what we need to do as the body of Christ is very simple. We need not just one or 10 or 20 big voices out there. We need 2,000 or 5,000 smaller voices. A voice like mine. There are others that come to mind that I know, and they should be doing something. And then we develop all these little platforms. There's so many of them, no one becomes the problem. Oh, the day will come when it will be, but I'm saying, we get a longer run. When you're the big target, everybody aims at you. When it's hard to discern one out of a group, well, it's a lot easier to do your thing longer. And then comes shortwave. Shortwave radio can do things that the internet can't. See, shortwave can reach places like China, and it could reach places like North Korea. It can reach all over the world where the internet can be turned off. And don't think the day's not going to come where certain things will be cut off. I just told you in the first half hour, one by one, you're going to hear the word deplatformed used a lot in the coming year, no matter who gets to the inauguration day. It's coming. The best we can hope for is a brief reprieve. The spirit of Antichrist is already in this world, my friend, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's coming. Whether we want it to come or not, it is coming. It is imperative that we look at the times and the seasons and be prepared. It's that simple. And I think too many of us are not really preparing for several reasons. Number one, you have a group of people, and I, look, many of my Christian brothers and sisters believe in the rapture. I don't. And it must be a wonderful thought to think you get the get-out-of-tribulation-free card. But I keep looking at the book of Revelation and other writings of the church, and the whole concept of a revelation, you know, of a rapture appears around 1860. Before that, wasn't there. I want to make sure that you are ready. I want to make sure that we have things in place. I bring on people on this program. You know, Reverend Dr. Timothy Gales is one. Here's a guy that made his money on Wall Street for years. Then the Lord called him to study for the ministry. He did. Then he had a family to raise and went back to Wall Street for a while until he was there on 9/11 and watched people jumping to their deaths from the World Trade Center. Changed him profoundly. And that's why he seeks truth and information. He feels the burden of God on his heart to share with you wisdom and knowledge, to be prepared to face what the early church did. Only in the United States have we had such freedom of religion and even from religion. We have a lazy Christian church. Hey, you know, that softball game is a little more important. We'll skip church. Notice everybody competes for that same little time. We have never really had to sacrifice. We've never been told to lose it all for your faith. How many people out there, up until maybe now, would risk losing everything, even their life, because they are committed to Jesus Christ? In some parts of the world, that has already happened. But see, here on the American shores, we don't worry about that. We want comfortable seating, sermons that are not too long, and nowadays we want to be entertained. That's a fat and lazy church, incapable of doing anything. How would you survive the catacombs? And we could be going back there in a way of speaking in time. The signs don't look that good. So things like shortwave stations, I mean, look, those that really, really hate the Lord, they're invested in their iPhones and their droids. I have one, yeah, I get it. But in their world, it's all the online world. It's the Twitter world. It's the Facebook world. It's the world that they see. They don't pay attention to shortwave. They don't even own a shortwave radio. They wouldn't even know what it is. They don't even know much what AM radio is anymore. And I think there's some AM radio stations out there that could, for years to come, provide news, information, and all kinds of services in small communities. Even a program like this. We are coming into one of the most unique times in history. I'm serious. We really are. We're coming into one of the most unique times in history, in this country, where the freedoms we took for granted for so long are now being challenged. People are divided over politics and the pandemic. You know, you get the person from John Hopkins saying, wait a minute, we're just calling a lot of deaths to be expected COVID. And even one time, the CDC accidentally released a figure that, 94% of those that die of COVID, 94% had at least two or upwards of three comorbidities. That's not a risk factor. Those are things that could kill you, like cancer, emphysema, kidney disease, heart disease. Go down the list. The flu, or just time. I know of people, they say, well, this person's illness was made worse by COVID. And I'm thinking to myself, because I worked in hospice work a number of years ago, walked away, another story for another day, where you know that their time is just about up. And whether they have a week or a month or 6 months, it's not much beyond that. That's just a reality of life. It is appointed once unto man to die, and then the resurrection. We're not going to live forever. And so when the number of people dying is not statistically, you know, the number of, all we have done is where we decrease in things we expect have been tossed into COVID. Which makes me wonder, why are we doing all this? Why are businesses being destroyed? Why are there two standards out there? Why do governors and mayors with glee destroy businesses and lives and people, all in the name of your safety and health? When you can't afford to feed your family or keep a roof over your head, how is that good and healthy? I'll save for another day next week. I keep doing more research on this pandemic. And I'll tell you what, I walked into it in February, coming out of retirement to help a county, thoroughly concerned that we had something really unusual here that could kill millions of people. And we're ending up, it's not what people said it was. I've had two family members that have gone through this. Did they enjoy it? No. Would you enjoy the flu? Would you enjoy anything when you're sick? No. But we were led to believe that people were, we saw videos, people walking and just collapsing and dying in the streets. Turned out to be phony images made for TV. Phony, not real. A lot of phony imaging. And the media buys in to keep you living in that fear. So I say things like that on certain platforms. I could get, well, deplatformed, delisted, gone. That's why we need to find alternatives. I really want to experiment with this other shortwave station to see if it can be of help. I really believe it could. I'm going to try to raise the funds for that. The goal to, for the first month is not all that much. It's about $650 for the month. And the airtime is going to be substantially good where it's going to reach. Praying about it. Haven't committed. Still talking. I should know more maybe first part of the week after they've done some testing. And also the new frequency at WRMI. I've got to raise funds to keep that bill paid. If you believe in this, it doesn't take anybody. Look, if someone wants to give a large amount, thank you and God bless you. But, you know, those $10 and $20 go a lot farther than you'll ever imagine. And you can support this work from the website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. And our parent, as I say, is Ancient Word Radio. I want to have a couple of more streams. By the way, anything you're giving is not going to run the streams. It's not going to support the podcast. It's strictly... anything coming in is 100% going to shortwave air time. And I really want to see more of it. I just, my heart is saying, get in now while we can. Our mailing address is 21 Berkshire, Berkshire Lane. And then you add on that same line, the number 263. That's 21 Berkshire, Berkshire Lane, number 263. We're in the city of Sky Valley, two words, Sky Valley, Georgia, 30537. Once again, that is 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263, Sky Valley, Georgia, 30537. If you're using just a regular check, make it out to Ancient Word Radio. Because in about a week, I got to make out a check to a shortwave radio station to keep this program going. If you know of anybody that should be doing something like a podcast, if you know somebody that should be doing a video cast, if you know somebody that can help me with website even some, I'm going to work with another ministry, I believe we're talking about it right now, to develop an app for, I mean, the day we may lose all it down the road, but for now, while we have the opportunity, while we yet have time, I would love to have an app that can provide you various kinds of quality Christian, Christ-centered music, teaching and talk, all of it from one place, programs like this one and others on demand, all in one app. And even if we get kicked off, you know, the iStore, even if you get kicked off, if you have the app, there are other ways to load it. You don't have to rely on Play Store. I've done that before. It can be done. Trying to use everything that's out there that God has given us to use. And I wish you would, you know, let people know about this program. I want to find a new place for it. So write me if you can. Don't forget the email, bob@truth2ponder.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.